let's actually look at the whole thing of activating things. And I want to, this little exercise really is about using your imagination. Okay? So the best way to use your imagination is close your eyes. It's really hard to use your imagination when you're practicing without your eyes closed, because you're looking at stuff. Okay? So close your eyes and just picture your front door. You know, just use your imagination to picture, what does your front door look like? Has it got a round handle? Has it got a straight handle? Has it got glass? Is it made of wood? Has it got a number on it? Just picture your front door. See, when I do it, my front door has got roses in the glass, so it's really easy. It's all pretty. It's a very girly front door. Okay. But it's got a letterbox on it, and it's got a handle, and it's got a key lock. It's white, you know, and it's got bricks all around it. You know, I walked through it a few times, so it's quite easy to picture it. Okay, actually picture yourself reaching out to the door handle. Because now you're actually putting yourself into your imagination. And actually see if you can open the door. You might need to put a key and undo the key and undo the door, but actually just see yourself doing it. Okay. Now, I want you to picture a beach. And the beach is the seaside, the seashore, and there's water at the edge. And if you struggle with that picture and you've been brought up in a city and haven't really got much things, there's a nice picture of a beach on the screen. If you want to have a glance at it and you're struggling to picture a beach, whenever you struggle to imagine something, actually go and look at something in the natural realm, which is the doorway to your imagination. So when you're looking in the Bible and maybe you're looking at gates and doors and all those sorts of analogies and pictures, actually go and find a door and a gate, have a look at it, open it, walk in and out. And actually that is the trigger that then you can use your imagination to see. So when it's like, oh, there's a door that God is behind and he's knocking on it and he's saying, let me in, actually opening the door and letting him in, if you can open a natural door, then you can open the spiritual door. Principle's exactly the same. Take the handle, turn it, and pull the door open. So you've got a picture of a beach, and we're going to take the example a little bit further, and I want you to imagine that you're actually standing, looking at that beach, and you're going to take a nice walk onto the sand, and you're going to take your shoes off, and socks, and you're just going to walk on the sand, and you can feel the sand. It's warm, sun's out, it's a nice gentle breeze. You can feel the sand between your toes, and you're just going to walk slowly down the beach towards the seaside, the shore, and the waves are gently just lapping in, and you're just going to walk up to the edge of the water and just let your feet paddle in the water. It's nice and cool on your feet. I want you to look to your right, and along the beach there's a person walking towards you. You know this person is actually Jesus. And he's slowly walking towards you, and there's a sense of anticipation that starts to build as this is Jesus and he's walking up to you. He stops in front of you and he just looks at you, looks into your eyes, and you feel love. You feel acceptance. You feel his pleasure. You feel that he's really interested in you. Jesus looks at you knowingly and asks you, how are you? How are you doing? How are you feeling? And you can offload all the burdens and the anxieties and the worries and everything that you've been carrying, fears, struggles. You just feel that you can just hand them over to him, and you feel light as all the weights and the cares of the world just lift off your shoulders, and your spirit just feels joyful and free. Jesus kneels down in front of you in the wet sand, and he takes his finger and he draws or writes something in the sand just for you. You look down and you see what he's drawn or what he's written. Jesus looks up and looks into your eyes and tells you he loves you. And then he turns and walks. And you just walk back up the beach, but you feel his presence with you. You feel his joy and his peace and his love resting on you. You feel lighter.